podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
This is a random article and this is a random thought. Mm. But the Herald Sun today, they're talking about Tony Mockbell. Now, I think we can all agree one of the best shows ever was Underbelly, about that whole situation.
For sure. Season one, elite. We were just talking about the fact that you used to have to smuggle the DVDs in from other states because we weren't allowed them in Victoria.
It's so good. That's how we got them.
Yeah.
And it was a great show, right?
Oh, it was so well acted. Like, the actors are incredible.
The first couple of series, I don't know about the rest of them. I think I watched a few of them after that, but then anyway.
A little bit cash cowy.
They're talking about Tony Mockbell, infamous gangland, Melbourne gangland member.
Released. You know,
but then, well.
He's out, isn't he?
No, isn't he still in?
Pretty sure he's out.
Is he?
Just be wary of what you say.
Oh, no, the Supreme Court last April granted him bail after 18 years in jail pending a retrial on some matters which had him locked up.
Yeah, because of the Nicola Gobbo gear. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, which is the whole thing. Yeah. Which you should, seriously, there's podcasts on it and everything. Go down that trail.
Yeah.
That could be a Loggy's Crime Club because that is just interesting and crazy and whatever.
Wild.
But they're talking about the yacht that he used because remember, he escaped from Australia.
Yes, I do.
Aboard a yacht.
Went to Greece, yeah?
Went to Greece and he had a bit of a wig situation on, which wasn't. I mean, so what they've done is they're like, okay, we've used all our budget on getting you out of Australia on this boat, but we don't have anything left for a wig.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's fine, I can sort it out. And what he sorted out didn't look great. More money on the wig, I reckon.
Yeah.
But he was hidden aboard the Edwina, which was this boat.
Mm-hmm.
And he spent weeks hidden on that boat. Yeah. It was a crazy story at the time. Like now we look back like, oh, whatever. But it was a crazy story at the time, right?
Yeah.
And then he got really bad seasickness, which I would as well. And I'd be like, is it worth it? I think I'm just going to go back to Australia.
Take me back,
Slowly this boat made its way to Greece. And then he was dropped off on the island of Syros, okay? And then he was found.
Same choice.
You'd go for one of the party ones, wouldn't you?
Lesbos.
Yeah, or Santorini. Anyway, so the Herald Sun has reported that Edwina has been used now. It's a different boat. They've named it something else, but it's in this documentary about a Greek chef. And his friend's missions to sail across the world, right? Yeah. And so there's 20 episodes being viewed hundreds of times and people are like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
They're saying that's the Despoina.
Yeah.
It's not. It's the Edwina.
It's not the Despoina. It's the Edwina.
It's, yeah, exactly, right? So they're saying that's the Tony Mockbell boat.
Yeah, sure.
And now they're like, oh, wow, so it's good to see it's getting a second life, you know? It's had a facelift.
Yeah.
It's leaving the old relationships behind and now it's just in Greece sailing its best life around, right? But the thing that caught me about this story is the fact, do you remember the name of the task force for that whole era of gangland crime?
I'm sure when you tell me I will remember, but I don't know off the top of my head.
There was a Victoria Police unit that was established in 2003 and it had a very famous task force name, the Piranha Task Force.
Oh, that's right.
Right? Now, in this article, the way it was written caught my eye.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not correct. And so I've Googled it.
Yeah.
I always thought it was piranha, like bitey fish.
No.
Man, are you for real?
This, you do this all the time.
Did you honestly
did
know?
Did you not? Did you not? Yes, PU.
How did you know that?
Because I read about it in the newspaper. Did you know? Like back then, people still read newspapers.
Yeah.
It's 15, 20 years ago, granted.
No, I know. But I think I just probably heard about it more. Like everyone's like, piranhas, house, piranha. So
piranha,
in my head, I was like, bitey fish. That's cool. Like, yeah, I'm in the piranha task force. Like, how cool's that? Bitey fish task force. What's piranha? Piranha.
I don't know.
Pureed vegetables.
Google it. Yeah.
Piranha.
It's milk. Piranha.
That's really annoying. That has really just put a whole dampener on this whole story.
You do that stuff all the time. You did it just before Christmas as well. I can't remember what it was.
Mighty Fish Task Force. It's, that's way better. That's,
yeah, you're right. That does seem cooler than Piranha.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
I was saying yesterday, went with the girls to North Geelong Bunnings, which is our local, and we like to get a sausage and have a look around and go to the playground. And
it's all a great time out.
All of that bizzo, right? And we were doing it. And we go to the cafe as well. And for a long time, they had those Byron Bay cookies that come in like their own little plastic bag.
Right.
And they had the Smarty cookies.
Okay.
And so our girls love a Smarty cookie. Right. But they don't have that anymore because the North Geelong Bunnings is doing a donut, like a Daniel's Donuts trial.
Okay.
So their cafe now, like all of the Bain Marie sort of baked goods come from Daniel's Donuts.
Nice.
Daniel's Donuts don't, at least in that venue, have a Smarty cookie.
Okay.
Goldie is pissed.
Ooh.
Goldie is very annoyed.
Yeah.
At the lack of Smarty cookie.
Mm.
At Bunnings North Geelong, because we always used to be able to get one.
Exactly. And if you're used to something.
Yeah.
She had a craving. She couldn't, you know, satiate that.
So the last time we went, we're like, sorry, honey, you did the dodge stand. And they didn't have much in the cabinet at that point. Yesterday morning, they had quite a bit in the cabinet. They had cookies. They had these big, like, face-sized choc chip cookies, right? Amazing. Offered one of those to her. Not interested. Not having it. She did end up getting like a gingerbread bear sort of cookie arrangement.
Ugh, out of all the choices.
But I know, right? But before we went up and she decided that's what she wanted and made that purchase, we were having the conversation about, you know, she had to come out of the playground, but she couldn't get a Smarty cookie. And she's doing this thing at the moment where she, when she's not happy with something, she pulls a face that's like a real, like a real grumpy, like furrowed brow sort of bottom lip out sort of arrangement.
I tell her to stop that now. Otherwise, you'll end up with a dint in your head like Arnie Loggy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Or invest in some Botox for the future.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not get it now, but sort of
start. Oh, baby Botox. Yeah, that's what I'm pushing.
Saving for it. I don't know, mate. Anyway, so she's doing this to me, and I'm like doing it back to her. Usually I'll be like, honey, don't worry. Sort of like try and satiate her or, you know, placate her. But she's just giving it to me. So I was like, I'm just going to give it back to her.
Yeah.
So I'm just frowning at her, with my chin stuck out, and she's doing it to me in the outdoor furniture area.
Mm.
We're just looking at each other. And then I like crossed my eyes.
Oh, my God.
And like put my tongue up to my nose, and so I'm like frowning, crossed eyes,
okay.
Giving it that look,
and
then she laughed, and I was like, yeah,
oh, bless, gotcha, through.
And she goes, can you show that to the lady? And I said, what do you mean? She's like, when we go and get my cookie.
Oh, she knows how to play you like a fiddle.
Show that to the lady and tell her that we want the Smarty cookies back. And I was like, oh, babe.
That's
really?
Two tasks, really.
I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, tell her about the Smarty cookies and show her the face.
See, I'd rather do the face and the Smarty cookies gear, to be fair.
Yeah, you don't do front stuff. But so she wanted me to use the – she's like, show her the face so she knows we're not happy about that. You're four, mate.
Yeah.
But like I said to you before the news, this was my bandit bluey, I'm doing this for my daughter.
I'm doing it for the kids.
I'm doing this for my kid moment. So over we walked, she picked her gingerbread thing, said that, got that put out on the desk. The lady's like, do you just want that? And I was like, yes, please. Goldie looked at me and I was like,
do the thing.
I was like, no, that's not all. We're very disappointed that you don't have the Smarty cookies anymore. And she's like, yeah, I'm disappointed about it too, actually. We're just doing a trial with Daniel's Donuts. But if you want to go to the Warm Ponds Bunnings, they have them still. And I was like, don't tell her that.
Thanks so much for that information.
Freaking Lara, don't tell me.
Great.
Don't tell me I've got to go all the way to Warm Ponds. Because if you tell the child, but we'll, you know. Anyway, so I was like, okay, great. Well, probably not going to do that, but. And then I was like, and Goldie looks at me again and I'm like, and this is how we feel about you not having Smarty cookies. And so then I frowned at her.
Oh.
I stuck my chin out. Oh. And then I crossed my eyes and I licked my nose.
Okay.
And then I stopped pulling the face and I said, so if you could just pass that on to management, please. And we walked away.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Went to the movies on the weekend.
Oh, nice.
I went to see The Housemaid here at Village.
Okay.
And do you know what that one is? Or who is in that one?
No. Oh, yes. Is it Sydney Sweeney?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
It is. Yep. And Amanda Seyfried. Seyfried.
Yeah, and she's the wife and Sydney's the housemaid.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and then I've seen the preview.
That guy, is that where he's from? Remember that show, 365 Days, But I Only Need One.
Yeah. It was really controversial.
It was a Netflix show that I made you watch as well.
Yeah.
For Netflix, quite ooh la la.
Yeah.
anyway, he's in it too. But the movie itself, it was okay.
Mm.
You know, it was nice to get back to the movies because it was 40 degrees and I'm just like, let's just go to the movies, right?
Yeah.
But Jimmy and I haven't been to the movies as a couple, I'm going to say, for about 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's been a while. And so, of course, we needed some snacks, got a combo, and then he's like, I'm going to get a Choc Top.
Yeah.
I'm like, go for it. And we had a big discussion about the actual flavours you can get. He went salted caramel.
What?
But he said he regretted it. He's like, I should have just gone normal vanilla.
That was
normal vanilla. I think we kind of have to.
Try to get too tricky with it. That's the problem.
Yeah. Na, 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 na.
Getting tricky with it.
Anyway, and as we were sitting down, you know, Choc Tops never last to the start of the movie. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So neither does popcorn. He's eating it.
Wait, hang on. You finish your popcorn before a movie starts?
Sometimes.
Are you buying like a teacup size?
No, I can put it back, mate.
Are you the cookie?
I can put it back.
Are you the cookie monster?
Can I also say this? I actually, when they said, choose your seats, I looked at the screen the incorrect way. So I thought the seats that we chose were further back from the screen. And when we got there, we were like row C and I was like, No, but it was still good, right? Every seat's good there at Village Cinemas. So as he's eating his Choc Top, they're the chairs that when you lay down, they kind of move back a bit.
Yeah, okay.
Like the backs of them kind of. So
semi-reclining.
You can kind of semi-reclining chairs.
Yeah.
And so he's laying down and he's eating Choc Top.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm eating my Choc Top. I'm like, you never, ever, ever eat a Choc Top in that position. Or eating a sitting position.
Yes, Mark.
You have to lean forward to eat a Choc Top.
Especially, well, and that's, I mean, that applies for a lot that is chocolate coated because, and especially in the dark, because you're not going to see a bit of chocolate that's fallen on your top
and
until later.
And I did see one on him and I'm like, see this? That would have melted.
Mm.
I got it. But I'm just like, you can't just sit there and relax eating a Choc Top. That is serious business. I don't know what I nearly said, but it sounded like something.
I did.
What did it sound like?
I don't know.
It was scary.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.